Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Major traffic tie-ups. Basically, if you're trying to get downtown from the West Bank or in from Metairie, there is an overturned 18-wheeler that they're trying to right. So they closed the interstate headed. Get Dave Cohen back on for me, please, Tim, will you? I'm not feeling great here, and I'm missing that. But the problem is, I understand that the overturned 18-wheeler, as you try to go New Orleans east between 90, or you have to take the choice between Slidell East or Claiborne Avenue, and then the traffic is backed up in both directions. I get a text here, a picture, traffic ugly on 90 West headed towards the Dome from Metairie. So it's going to be ugly in that entire area, and we'll keep you updated as soon as we get any information on that. But it's a mess. If you can wait coming downtown for an hour or two, it's going to behoove you because you'll probably just be sitting in traffic anyway. 7:17 now. Larry Carter joins us on this day 53 of Ida Recovery, Thursday, October 21st. He, the president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me how the school year is progressing so far as far as you guys are concerned.
Well, I'll tell you, teachers are back in classrooms with students for in-person teaching and learning. While, you know, they're still facing the effects of teaching during a pandemic, both teachers and students are continuing to do all they can to have a quote-unquote normal and productive school year. But I must tell you, coming back in the first 2 or 3 weeks, for the first time I've heard more than my fair share of teachers and school employees talking about how exhausted they were just coming back, and then we get into the Hurricane Ida situation where almost like 25 parishes were affected by Hurricane Ida, one of the most devastating storms in our state's history. And one of the biggest concerns I know that parents and teachers and even students had was to have to do to make up for lost time due to lack of seat time students had based on sometimes 2 weeks, in some cases now a month out, and they're still classrooms not being able to be open, where students now have to actually double up in different locations in order to be able to continue their learning. And so we're very concerned about teacher burnout, about people leaving the profession. But for the most part, they're still, you know, hanging in there, working as hard as they can, and students are engaged and trying their very best to have, again, a quote-unquote normal classroom experience.
All right, let me take a quick break. Larry, we got some traffic issues happening here with the exit ramp from US 90B East.
Okay.
Joshua Dosh, we take a look at WWL traffic now. When we come back, I want to talk to you about inclusion and how that's working from the Federation of Teachers standpoint as it relates to special ed. And are special ed students getting the attention that they need? Are the resources there so that inclusion is working for them, for the non-special ed students, and for the teachers themselves? 7:20, look at traffic now on WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, October 21st, day 53. There is an overturned 18-wheeler between, you know how when you're headed toward the East Bank from the West Bank, between where you have to choose between, and it's a traffic design nightmare because it always causes the traffic to back up in the afternoon on the Crescent City Connection from people trying to merge in from the CBD, and you have to either get off at Claiborne, and then you have a little bit of time to make up your mind to get off, to go on the interstate I-10 East, headed out to the high-rise. Well, between the 90 exit and between the I-10 East exit, there is an overturned 18-wheeler that they are working feverishly to upright and clear the scene. Meanwhile, the exit ramp from US 90B East to I-10 East remains closed to traffic. Motorists are advised to use Claiborne Avenue 13B exit or continue to US 90B East. Congestion has reached, as you heard Josh just say, Manhattan, coming to the East Bank from the West Bank on a Crescent City connection. I-10 East remains closed to traffic at Poydras Street due to the accident. Traffic diverted at Poydras, and congestion has reached Carrollton Avenue, but I'm sure it's beyond that by now. Larry Carter is our guest, president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers, talking about the school year and how Louisiana teachers are doing. Larry, one thing that's come to my attention is the inclusion program as it relates to special education students. And my concerns are these, that there are not the necessary resources being devoted to the inclusion program so that the special ed student is getting what they need in terms of their individualized education plan, that the non-special ed kids are not making the progress that they need because the teachers don't have the resources they need to pull this all off in one classroom with all of the students included. Your comments on all of that, please, because I think it is, if it's not done properly, it's an injustice to everybody involved. If it's done properly, I guess it works. Talk to me about all of that, if you would, please.
Well, Tommy, I heard and am still hearing some of the same concerns that you have from parents and or from teachers and even administrators in some cases, where there are quite a few schools and certain districts across the state that do a very good job of having all the necessary support services needed for students with special needs or students with learning disabilities or physical disabilities. But what we're hearing now is that there's a need for more support personnel, like our paraprofessionals or teacher assistants in some cases. And so where there's those shortages, we see a lot of difficulty and even having problems with hiring teachers for special needs classrooms are becoming an issue in a lot of our districts. With back to school, we saw schools opening still not having the full capacity of teachers, especially those in those specific areas like math, science, social studies, and special education. So that is an issue that we've been hearing for the last probably 2 or 3 months that gotten some attention. I know the New Orleans metropolitan area, with some particular classroom being highlighted by parents and our teachers talking about the need to have that coordination with having proper staffing, with having coordinated with state officials, those local officials in the school, to make sure that those students have the necessary services so that they can become productive citizens. Now, what I will say, too, that's so disheartening for me is that we got to do better in this case. We found that last year, over the last probably 18 months now, when we had mostly virtual classrooms, you know which students fought the least successful? Our special education students. Mm-hmm. And then, again, that impacts a teacher having to focus on that particular group when they did come back for in-person, and thus causing that compounding effect of those students who were in the classroom with the inclusion program also suffering because there was not a lot that one teacher can do by not having the support he or she needed to support all students in the classroom. So that is a very strong issue that we see happening in our schools, and we have to do a lot better.
I'm sorry, Larry. I think this is one hell of a problem that's flying beneath the radar that's not getting enough attention, and that's why I'm trying to focus some attention on it. And I hope nobody is listening to this thinking that I don't think that special needs students should be included. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is if you're going to do this, you need to have the resources to do it properly. Because we wrung our hands, right, about losing a year due to COVID. But you could have entire classrooms losing years, both special needs students not getting what they need with their IEPs and regular students not advancing as they should because the time of the teacher is taken away from them to try to come up with a medium, absent all the resources they need, where they can try to keep everybody moving along. Have I misstated anything at all or not?
No, you have not misstated it. It's an issue that's been, I'm sure it's a longstanding issue in education, I think, across not just our state, but across the country. And we need to understand that to educate a child with special needs services, it costs more, and we need to make sure that the money necessary for that should always be applied for those students who are in need.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate your time. Larry Carter, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. If you are a special needs parent, you...
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.